Rishis Miller. The first for me at the Talmud of looking to give a shiur in his memory. The way up here, somebody asked me if I'm going to be talking about the Kiddushin from the Lichtenstein. I said, no, I'm going to discuss a topic I never heard him discuss. The question, of course, you know, assumes that, you know, it's appropriate, which it is, to talk about things you heard from your Rebbe. The Gemara in Yevamos Tzadizayin, called Talmud Chacham, Sh'omim Dvar Shmua Mipiv, Sosa Dovos Bekever. But I thought the Afka to discuss a different topic for two reasons. The first is that the impact of Lichtenstein made on me is so profound, it doesn't, you know, it's not limited to those things I heard from him, those are the things I learned with him. But everything I learn is influenced by him, so on some level everything is the Sosa of Zobos Bekever. And additionally, I think that Lichtenstein consciously wanted his students to think on their own, and he made a conscious decision. You know, think about all the wonderful Torah I know from the Rav, which is so beautiful and meaningful. Most of it I didn't hear from Lichtenstein, and it's not that he didn't have Torah to give. He intentionally limited quoting others, and he wanted to encourage students to think on their own. And occasionally he would bring in ideas, you know, from others. So I think that on some level, if you would ask of Lichtenstein, is it better that I should say over his Torah or say over my own? I think he probably would prefer a Talmud say over their own insights. Having said that, I want to discuss very briefly a steer between two Mishnayos. There's a Mishnah in Masechta Matzio we're very familiar with, first Malka on the sheet, Avedas Aviv, Avedas Rabo, Shal Rabo Kodemes, Shal Aviv Hevio L'Olam Haba, V'Rabo Shal Limdes Chochma Mevio L'Chai Olam Haba. Your father brings you into this world, and your rabbi brings you into the next world. So if you have to choose, you can only save one wallet. They both fell into the sea, and you have to jump and choose one wallet. Whose wallet do you save first? You first save your rabbi's wallet before your father's wallet, because your rabbi brought you into the next world. As opposed to your father, who only brought you into this world. But the Mishnah in Christos and Chav Ches quotes the same halacha with a different reason. The Mishnah discusses the question of, you know, Av and Aim, what's Kodem. So the Mishnah states that if your father asks you for a glass of water and your mother asks you for a glass of water, so you should get the water for your father first. Av and Chacham in the second line, Ha'av Kodem L'Aim b'chol makom yifnei she'hu v'ima chayavim b'chvad aviv. So it's like a domino's effect. You have to honor your father, you have to honor your mother, but your mother has to honor your father. So it wouldn't make sense to get your mother a glass of water if your mother has to get a glass of water for your father. So therefore, you go straight to your father. And then the Mishnah continues, B'chem Talmud Torah, Im Zocha Ben Bifnei Harav, Harav Kodem Es Av, B'chol Makom, Bifnei Shehu V'Aviv Chayavim V'Chvod Rabba. So the Mishnah here states the same halacha, that the kavod of your Rebbe comes before the kavod of your father, but the rationale is different. What does it say here? It's a technical idea. Who, right? The aviv chayamim chol rabo. It's a domino's effect. You have to honor your father, and your father has to honor your rebbe. So in Mela, you honor your rebbe first. It doesn't seem like a fundamental understanding that the kavod of your rebbe is greater than the kavod of your father. But just technically, the kavod of the rebbe comes first before the kavod of your father. So we have a stira here between two Mishnayos. You know, not a stira in din, but a stira in tam. The Mishnah in Kav Metzia sounds like there's an ekroni, a fundamental kedima, that the kavod rabo, which is olam haba, is greater than kavod aviv. And the Mishnah in Kritos sounds like it's technical kedima. It's not a fundamental statement. Okay. So how do we deal with a theory? This is something that we're listening to do. How do we deal with a theory? We don't just tell people, and you don't just give the person a fish, we teach them how to fish. So you have a theory. So instead of just telling you what to do with a theory, I would ask you, what are the possibilities? What are you tying up? No kimta, so A is dafka and B is lav dafka, or vice versa. B is dafka and A is lav dafka. Okay. What else could you do if you have a stira?
Instant factors.
two different factors, meaning, okay, two dinim, that's already a higher level, but on a more basic level. Maybe this is a focus. If there's a focus, then what? It could be their nafkamina. Okay, Jacob's suggesting already maybe Seidinim, a higher level. But on a basic level, either we lopped off one of the sources, say A is lopped off, B is lopped off, or vice versa, or you say no, there's a machlokas. Now, this type of.
It's all clear to talk about the same thing. The mission doesn't specifically obey the mission increases is specifically covered.
Okay, maybe you can look at it that way as well, in economics. Just take a step back. In addition to allowing Talmidim to be able to then apply the same methodology to other cases, this type of process of speaking it out is also useful. In Hashkafa, it's useful in life. It gives people the chance to think and to recognize complexity, and that's something that he very much taught. So Linyanenu, if we want to lav dafka one makar, which makar should we lav dafka? We have two options. What do you tell now? What would be more appropriate? There's more suggestions. So, if you look here on the third source, this is the Rishon Lezion, it's the Perish of Orach Chaim on.
Well, in source two, it's sort of Orach Chaim. The Ikerdin is Avaim.
Right, so Modi's signing that maybe the Makar in Krisos is just Agav, something else, and really it's Lavdafka, that I think is pretty misdaber, that the Mishnah of Amitiyah is discussing the Indian war, the Mishnah in Krisos is really Agav another thing. The Mishnah is there talking about the Kadima of a Keves to a Aiz, is there any Kadima, the Shkulim, or a Torah to a Yonah, and then Agav that you think Agav Aim, and Agav that, it's like Agav to Agav. So you could say the Mishnah of Krisos is Lavdafka, and the Mishnah of Amitiyah is Iker, or you could say the opposite. Orach Chaim is the opposite. The Rishon Lezion, written by Orach Chaim, perished on the end of Yerodeah, suggests the opposite. He says that really the Mishnah of Amitiyah is just coming to give us an understanding of why you should mechabed your Rebbe at all. Really, your father is your father. Your father created you. The Mishnah of Amitiyah wants to tell you, no, your Rebbe also created you. He's also like your father. So then they're equal, and then the Mishnah of Krisos tells you your father is Kodim. So I'll read it inside. Achin Yireh, verse number 3. You need two reasons to make anybody similar to your father. First of all, you have to establish the fact that your Rebbe is like your father, because you would have thought that your Rebbe isn't like your father. So too is Chayv L'Chabed Rabba. The Kevin de Maskinen de Vaitarte, in Kane Gabi Harav, the Indian she is Lotzana Shava Be'erech Aben, she a Chayv L'Chbodo. Why is the Talmud obligated to respect the Rebbe like their father? The Ika Taima Lashvotam, the Gam Aviv Heviul Olam, the Gam Rabba Heviul Olam Abba. Your Rebbe also is like your father. Vidashi Achar HaEmes Aviv Hu Hamamsi. Really, your father created you. Yesh Miyai. Elamitzah She Godlo Pu'ulas Harav Sheviul Olam Abba, Ya'arech Tamke Ma'aviv, the Inyan Shuk Ilu Beno. It's as if your Rebbe is your father. Ukshneim heviu v'imtziu zem tziu b'lamazev zem tziu l'ava. So your Rebbe is also your father. V'achar sheheim ha'av v'harav k'shnei avosav. They're both your father. Havalei av v'eim v'nechzi anan v'erech ha'shnayim. Then it's like a father and mother. Your father is like your mother, let's say. And therefore you have to ask yourself who's kodem. And the Mishnah in Krisos tells you who's kodem. So according to the Orach Chaim's understanding, really the Mishnah in Krisos is the real reason your kavod rav is kodem the kavod av. The Mishnah of Amitiyah is just telling you a chiddush you might not have known, that you also should respect your Rebbe, which is kind of mechudish. It doesn't sound like that so much from Mishnah, and he references this in a second. The az aminan sheyakdimeu she'ata b'hu v'chayavim v'chvodo. The kevin she'aviv v'chayav v'chavod rava mishum kavod atara, aminan yakdim rava. And then after the three dots, uvezeh nistalku kalakushya. Now I don't have to deal with the stira. Nistiyashu ha-mishnayas. The mishnayas, are now, can be reconciled. All the Mishnah is doing v'amitziyah is to make them equal. The erech aben. The hagav the mishmo the Mishnah nira demi high timer have yolam haba yesh lakdimo. Aye, the lashon of the Mishnah v'amitziyah sounds very fundamental. The real reason your mechat and chuyuf to honor your Rebbe more is because you brought to olam haba, and olam haba is greater than olam hazeh. He says it's lav dafka.
The
Misha is trying to tell you that your Rebbe is like your father, and it's the only way it has to tell you that your Rebbe is like your father is to tell you that your Rebbe also created you, you know, spiritually speaking. But really, that's not what the Mishnah is coming to tell you. The Mishnah in Krisus is telling you why Kavod Rav is Kodem L'Kavod Av. It's Dina Kadima, domino effect. And the Mishnah in Bamatziah is just trying to tell you why you also have to honor your Rebbe in the first place. That's the suggestion of the Rechaim. So we have over here two understandings. One, that the Mishnah in Bamatziah is the Iker. That's what Monty suggested. And the assumption is the Mishnah in Krisos is Agav Grara, it's, you know, brought Agav, there's other discussions there in the Mishnayot. Or alternatively, we have Archaim, the Rishon Lepsion, who suggests that really the Mishnah in Krisos is the Iker, and it's really a Din Kadima, domino effect. You have to honor your father has to honor your Rebbe, so mainly you honor your Rebbe first. And the Mishnah Metziah, that sounds very fundamental, really isn't so fundamental. When it says, that just means that he's also like your father. But the Kadima of the Mishnah increases is the reason why you're Maktim, Kavod Rabba, L'Kavod Av. Mentioned before that the other alternative is to say that there's a Stira. And there are really two understandings. And then we have to ask ourselves, are there potentially Nafkaminas between these two understandings? So this is the understanding of number of Farshim. I brought here the Oral Chaner, source number 4. The Oral Chaner brings 2 nafkaminas, and I added another 3. He understands that there's really a debate here between the Mishnayot. Why do you honor your father, or your Rebbe rather, before your father? Is it because your Rebbe was via Voyo the Chayel Ma'ba, which is a more fundamental understanding, or is it a more technical understanding of the Mishnah Krisos that it's just in a Kadima, in the dominoes effect of how things play out? So the Oral Chaner assumes there's a debate here between the Mishnayot. And he suggests 2 nafkuminas. So it's number 4. The near site is nafkusa bin shteya taimin. The im aviv chacham kerabo. Let's say your father is a very great Talmud Chacham. I feel Yosef Rabbi, even he's like your Rabbi, he's greater than your Rabbi. But lo zocha ben lomod mi aviv. Sometimes you have situations that for whatever reason the father, you know, there's a divorce, let's say, father lives in a different town. So the son grew up with his mom. And the father is a great Talmud Chacham, but he doesn't have much to do with his father. So in that case, should you honor your father, who is a great Talmud Chacham, or your Rebbe, who you have a personal relationship with? Rakmi Rabba, the Latam Sheviu L'Chayim Laba, if you take the fundamental understanding that your Rebbe brought you to Olam Haba, so in this case, where your father is a great Talmud Chacham, he didn't bring you to Olam Haba. Gam Bezer Rabba Kodim, Aval Latam D'Hacha Sh'Aviv Chayat V'Chavad Rabba, Aviv Kodim. It says to Aruch Haner, if your father is a great Talmud Chacham, as great as your Rebbe, you're even greater than your Rebbe, but you never learned from him, unfortunately. So if you work with the reason brought in Bamatziah, fundamental reason, Zeh Hevi Olachayim Haba, then you'd say, who brought you to Olam Haba? Your Rebbe. But if it's a question of Kadima, so where's the Kadima in this case? Your father is a great Talmud Chacham, so honor your father before honoring your Rebbe. We have Nafkamina number 1, Aviv Talmud Chacham Shalom Limei Bina. So if it's according to the Akroni reason, so you'd honor your Rebbe first, whereas if it's a technical reason, so you'd honor your father first. The second Nafkamina that Rachel Nair brings, source number 5, the Aviv who be'atzmo Talmud Mirabo. Let's say your father is a student of your Rebbe. Luckily, he had many students whose children were also his students. Im aviv hu ba'atzmo talmid mirabo, muvak, v'lamad ha-ben gami aviv divrei chochma, v'al rov chochmas v'lamad mirabo. Oz v'tant v'amitziya, shkein hevi l'chayim l'ba, aviv kodem, shkam aviv hevi l'chayim l'ba. He makes an assumption here. He assumes that if your father taught you, so he brought you to Olam Haba, even if your Rebbe is a Rebbe muvak, alidei limud Torah, אבל הפעם זה הלכה שהוא באוויר חייבים מחובד רבא, רבא קודם. היינו פוסקים שלא נסבור בזה. The פוסקים don't discuss this. So again, if you're a question of dominoes, here the dominoes would, again, what's the case? You have Aviv, Shalimdo, your father taught you, Vuhu, Talmud, Harab. So if you work with domino effect, you have obligation on your father, and your father is a Talmud of the Rebbe, and therefore what? Who comes first? the Rabbi. Whereas, if you speak about Ekoni, who brought you to Olam Haba? So you have a Rebbe, and you have a father who's also your Rebbe. So your father is a double. He's also your father, also your Rebbe. Therefore, you should honor your father first, according to that understanding. Okay. I think there are a few other nachmias we could bring. Turn the page. Question of Rav Amuva. Again, taking issue a little bit with what Orchon Ner suggested. He assumed that, you know, even if he's not your Rebbe Muvak, it could be his Nevi'ol Olam Haba. Is that so a Pasha? So the Gemara Bamasiya there quotes a Braisa, a Tana Rabbanan, source number 6, Rabash Amru, Rabash Lundu Chachma, below Rabash Lundu Mikro Mishnah. It has to be a Rebbe who taught you Chachma. Divi Remeir. Vyuda Omer, Kol Shirol Chachma Slemen. It has to be a Rebbe Muvak. Vyosi Omer, Afilu Lohir, Einav Elav Mishnah Achas, Zeu Rabba. Even if he taught you one thing, he's also your Rebbe. Amru Rav Yochanan, Halachas Rav Yudah. So Rav Yochanan Paskins that the Rebbe is a Rebbe who's known as a Rebbe Muvak, Rov Chochmaso, Hemen. Now, it's not so clear in the Gemara there that this writer is talking about the case of Aveda in the Mishnah. The Mishnah there has a number of cases of Rebbe. The Rosh assumes it's talking about the case of Aveda, the case we began with. So according to the Rosh, the Gemara is telling us that this din of Chayon Haba only applies to what? A Rebbe Muvak. Only a Rebbe Muvak can we say about him that he brought you to Olam Haba, which I think makes a lot of sense. If you Rebbe taught you Chumash and Rashi, to say he brought you to Olam Haba is a little bit presumptuous. Rebbe who taught you Rav Chochmaso, I think that's the more exact the definition. If you look at the Mishnah in Krizas, though, the Mishnah is speaking about the domino effect. You have to honor your father, and your father honors the Rebbe. What type of Rebbe is that? So, I thought that would refer to any type of Rebbe. There's the chiyuv of Talmid Chacham, to honor Talmid Chacham. So, your father has to honor Talmid Chacham. So, it could be that the type of Rebbe is also an Afkamina, Ezer Rebbe. Ezer Rav? According to the Mishnah in Bava Metzia, at least the way the Rosh understands the Mishnah, we pass on to Yehuda, that the din of Avedas Rabba, of Avedas Aviv, Avedas Rabba Koden, limited to what case? A case of Rabba Muva, because the reason is Shehviyo L'Chayel Abba, and Chayel Abba is only really attained with the Rebbe Muva. Whereas you can see, you assume it's just a function of the domino's effect of Kabbalah, that you honor your father, your father honors the rabbi. The rabbi, any rabbi, the rabbi is Talmud Chacham, so your father should honor Talmud Chacham. Maybe to include Kol Rav. Now, just for the sake of intellectual honesty, if you look back at the Mishnah, source number 2, the Mishnah Lashon is Bechen v'Talmud Torah im Zocha Haben Lifnei Rav, im Zocha Haben. The Rambam, Perush Mishnayos there, says im Zocha Haben means it's a Rebbe Muvak. He assumes it's a Rebbe Muvak, but the many Achronim argue with the Rambam, the Be'er Sheva and the Rochoner, saying Hechateisi, you know, it's din of dominoes. Any Rav is din of Kavut Talmud Chacham. Your father has to Mechavut Talmud Chachamim. It's a Shemar Lechet Atira. The Rav is Talmud Chacham. So why should you honor your father first? Honor the Talmud Chacham, because your father has to honor the Talmud Chacham as well. Another Nafkamina. The Gemara Kedushin, source number 7, and the Aflamit Gimel and Aleph has a Bible issue. If you have a father who's a student of his son, it's a beautiful reality, in the Miskaneh, the Bino, the Talmido, so the father studied Talmud Muvak of his son. The question of the Gemara is really twofold. Does the son have to stand in front of the father, and does the father have to stand in front of the son? Father should stand for the son, his Rebbe. The son should stand for his father because his father. So I want to analyze one part of that suffix. Yibar Elohu. B'no v'hu rabo. Ma'o shiyamor avi b'fano. Should the father stand for the son? Should the father stand for the son? The Gemara has a discussion. It's a Bible issue. Should the father stand for the son? So I thought you can connect this to this Chakira as well. Question here is Av. Should the father stand for the son? So if the concept of Kavod Harav is a fundamental concept, why is here Kavod Harav versus Kavod Harav? So if Kavod HaRav trumps Kavod HaAv, because it's Olam HaBa, it's greater than Olam HaZeh, so you might argue that the father should stand up for his son. The father brought the child into this world, but the son brought the father into the next world, and therefore, who should stand for who? The father should stand for the son. Av kam bifnei uno. Whereas, if you think of the function over here, the mission krisos of, well, you know, you honor your father, and your father honors your rebbe. That's talking about a different person. You honor your father honors your rebbe. If the son is your rebbe, so they have faith that by the lipshita, Lukhara would come back, and you know, potentially the father wouldn't have to stand up in front of his son. And the last nachumina, very practical nachumina, what do you call your father? Who's your rebbe? Many people have the schuz of having their father as their rebbe. Do you call them Ava, or do you call them rebbe? This is a machlokas achronim. The tour in Siman Reishman Beis quotes the Lashon Rambam, source number 8. Kishem shalom mitzuvah v'chavad aviv v'yiraso, kachum mitzuvah v'chavad rabba v'yiraso. V'rabba yosem y'aviv. So there's an obligation of kavod and yira of a father and of a rebbe, and rabba yosem y'aviv. She'aviv heviyo l'chayim l'avazeh, v'rabba meviyo l'chayim l'avazeh. This is a take on the Mishnah in Vamansiya, just, you know, embellishing it a little bit. Now, the Ramon, the Zaki Moshe, writes, source number 9, Yesh Lulon Mizeh, the Misha Aviv Hu Rabo, Kora Osu Rebbe. This is the Pesach of the Ramon Shulchan Aruch, that you're supposed to call your father Rebbe if he's your Rebbe Muvach. Velo Abba, you don't call him father. Vechein Muchach Reish Perek Azov, the Kora Le Reb Shimon Le Rebbe, Aviv Rebbe. Reb Shimon, Rebbe's son, called his father Rebbe. Says the Shach, source number 10, Vezerch Ion, She'ei Nohagin Kein. It's not really the minhag. People call their father, even if they're the rebbe. Hilchach Yishlomai Amgal Tachayv Bechavad Rava Yosef Mishal Aviv Mikol Makom Yosef Yish Lekrosa B'Shem Av Miyuchadlo Miyaldusa. You're used to calling him father. You called him father from the time you were 3. You know, you call him rebbe when you're 15 or 20. Vigam Yisoma Av Mochel Kvoda. Maybe the father's Mochel, assuming that Mechila would work. It's not so pashut. Shenis Boer Barachaim Deven Etzul Aviv Afal Pishu Rava Muvak Tzarech Bahaseva. Etc. And then he has to deal with the fact that Rebbe's son called him Rebbe, not Abba. The last line, for Rebbe Shiny, the most Moshe Rebbe, Lama Tzaru Torah Gzula Rechamechad. Rebbe was such a standing out on the door. He was like Moshe Rabbeinu, or, you know. So his child called him Rebbe, but a regular Rebbe, his child should call him Abba, even if he's his Rebbe Mo. So how do you think you can connect this to the Chakira? What's the question? Should you call Talmud shall aviv mao likra aviv abba or rebbe? So what do you think? You can learn the Mishnah Bava Tzia that kavod harav is fundamentally greater than kavod av. The navy should call him what? Maybe you should call him rebbe, the sack of the Ramah and Shulchan Aruch. Whereas if you assume it's a technical kazima that you have to honor your father, and your father has to honor your Rebbe. So technically, you know, there's a kedima, but that may not necessarily affect the way in which the child refers to the Rebbe. Maybe you should call him Abba, like the Pesach of the Shach, like the minhag. It's interesting, when it comes to a son-in-law, the minhag is to call him Rebbe. I think Mori, you know, Bechami, as opposed to, you know, Abi Mori. Okay. Just to summarize, it's also something Rav Lichtenstein would do, which not everybody does. I think it's very useful for Talmidim and for Rebbeim to be able to go over things. So just to summarize, we had a debate here, or a potential theory between the two Mishnayos, Mamasim and Krisos, and I mentioned, methodologically, Lav Dafka either. There's the Mishnah Krisos Lav Dafka, which I think sounds like that in the context, which is brought Hagav Brara. Or, and the Mishnah of Messiah is Iker, or like Or HaChaim, who said the Mishnah increases as the real reason there's Kadima. The Mishnah of Messiah is just trying to tell you why before you have to honor, you know, your Rebbe, which, again, you think is a Chiddush, that's going not to be such a Chiddush. Or alternatively, the Or HaChaner and others assume there's really a debate here what the reason your Kavod HaRav comes before Kavod HaAv. Is it a fundamental reason, or is it a technical reason in Domino's effect? And I explored a couple of Nafkaminas, Or HaChaner brings two, and I quoted three others. And just to assume, there's an interesting idea I saw in Agad the Kala from the Baal of Bnei Yisachar. Speaks about the pasuk in Parshas Noach, El Tol, it's Noach, verse number 11. Why does it say Noach Noach? The name has more significance. It's not just the way you call somebody, but it refers to their spiritual makeup. The name, there's some type of nevuah, there's a kodesh involved in choosing a name. The parents bring you to this world. The parents give you the name, with some type of Ruach HaKodesh, and the Rebbe actualizes it, and the Rebbe develops it. The Guf Nikra Rak Bostar Adam. Al Kain, Schar HaRav Godel, Ki Yishlo Schar HaKodesh Mitorah Tatalmid. The Rebbe's impact is seen in the students, and he gets Schar for that. The Gemara is story in Yevamos that the student wasn't saying things in the name of his Rebbe. The Rebbe got a little bit upset. So they said, don't worry, when he speaks, everybody knows that it's your Torah. Noach was a self-made Talmud Chacham. So says the Bnei Yisachar, Eilus told us Noach, Noach. Why was he called Noach? Because of Noach. But most people are called, their name is materialized and actualized through the Rebbe who develops and encourages and guides the students. Rakub asked halach al shem v'shleimus v'tmimus shalahut srach l'osheis v'rav chelek mitarazo. But rak ha'ilu levado v'tmimus skar tarazo. V'nimsak ilu holy disasmo. As if he bore himself. But for us, it's aminu v'lukhatin, it's tremendous chus. To be able to continue his derech and to continue learning and learn Shabbat.